Here are today's top stories. Bernie Sanders won Michigan last night, and the first thing he did this morning, hit up WGN Radio. Sanders was on Steve Cochran this morning talking Politiball. That's what I call it now. It's got a better ring to it. Politiball. It's better for advertising. Hey, you having some friends over to watch Politiball? Get some Cool Ranch Doritos. So if you're counting, Sanders and Kasich have showed up this week on WGN, and Trump said no. But watch out for Rubio and possibly Cruz before the week is out. And Hillary? Hillary don't need it. 21 shot in 21 hours yesterday. That's got to be a record. And if it's not, then that's even worse. Come on, Chicago. What are we doing? Are we going backwards? That's ridiculous. The CTA announced they're getting new rail cars with their popular front-facing seats. What about that fresh new homeless smell? The car's going to come with that too? Speaking of transit, United Airlines is going 10 seats across instead of the customary 9 seats in their Boeing 777. You know, because when you think United Economy seating, you think, man, I just wish there was one more big guy in this row, right? Just one more guy. One big guy was sitting right next to me, between us. A Massachusetts Chipotle employee has come down with the norovirus. This after attempts were made to change the culture at the fast food chain after several outbreaks in stores around the country. I got a marketing idea. Chipotle should invest in nicer bathrooms because the first rule of marketing, go where the customer is. In weather, when will it end? Oh, tomorrow? It's going to drop below 50 tomorrow? All right. So start complaining now. In sports, huge day. The NFL free agency has begun. It's so fun watching all the great players get picked up by other teams. The Bears swung and missed on Chiefs guard Jeff Allen. He signed with the Texans. But they moved on, and they scored offensive tackle Arizona Cardinal Bobby Massey. Massey. Massey with the block. 3-yard gain. Very exciting. No, the most exciting thing today was the Bears signed Broncos linebacker Danny Trevathan. Trevathan is a spark plug, sound tackler, and most importantly, signal caller. And he's better than all the other linebackers we currently have. Now, Danny, about that declaration that your Broncos D is better than the 85 Bears, you got some explaining to do. And the Bears also signed Tracy Porter at corner. Done. 12-4 playoff team. Boom, shake the room. Bears are back. All right, on to winners. The Cubs, Arrieta pitched today. Sort of killed it. Spring training killed it. The NHL won't discipline Patrick Kane. The charges from his alleged sexual assault this summer are now officially unfounded. The Big Ten tournament and the Big East tournaments got underway today. DePaul, Northwestern, and the Illini are in contention, but they have to win their tournaments to get into the big dance. So in other words, if you're a fan, I'd watch now. It's pretty much over. And to make matters worse, our favorite here in the download, Valparaiso, bid it in their semifinals. Valpo is 26-6, but has to get an at-large bid to get into the tournament. And some pundits say it's not happening. What? This might be why I shouldn't fill up my bracket before Selection Sunday, because I got Valpo in the Sweet 16 beating UTEP. Lovie Smith is putting together his coaching staff, and he wants Hardy Nickerson to join him in Champaign. How cool is that? Get that whole Tampa gang back together. Run the cover two. Run to the ball. Make Gruden go, boy, you gotta love this defense. While they're beating up on Wyoming or Rutgers or North Dakota State Junior College. And finally, Beatles producer George Martin died today at the age of 90. Martin was responsible for a huge part of the Beatles catalog, including work at Abbey Road Studios. Tough loss for music lovers who now only have Paul McCartney left from the legendary Beatles crew. Oh, and Ringo. Darn it. Yes, Ringo. We all love Ringo. Well, that's the carryout for March 9th, 2016. Hey, order the jalapeno poppers, will you? They're turning.